coach in the teleconference is Michigan State's Mark D'Antonio. Spartans are 1-0 in conference, 4-1 overall, ranked 23rd in the Associated Press poll and 19th in the USA Today coaches poll. Michigan State hosts Michigan on Saturday, a noon game to appear on ESPN. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. After last week off, we look forward to getting back to playing this week. Big game for us, exciting rivalry game, so very excited about it. We'll just take some questions.
Thanks, Coach. Let's go to questions.
To ask Coach a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Jonathan Schott with Spartan Nation.
I wanted to ask you about the bye week and maybe some of your reflections on it. Specifically, was that a chance for the offensive line to continue to gel forward?
Well, we practiced twice this last week because we were recruiting, allowing people sort of to rest up and everything, but I thought we got good work done in those 2 days. They were normal practices, so we put pads on and win. So I think time spent, you know, that we spend with our in any kind of practice is going to improve our football team, especially our young players. And, you know, we've got some young players or some players we've just moved, so it obviously has helped.
And, Coach, can you talk about the progress you guys have made addressing third downs this year and how that's come about and how important that's going to be moving through this conference schedule?
Offensively, defensively, or both?
Yes, sure.
Both. You know, I think obviously if you can get off the field, you know, you give more opportunities to your offense, and, you know, it's going to benefit you greatly. I think this is the best we've played in this area, maybe since we've been here in the 4 years. So we are getting stops, and that's critical. On the offensive side of the ball, you know, we get some problems as you go forward, but I think that we'll continue to address any issues. But a lot of times it's game to game, depending on the defense, depending on what they present, depending on matchups and things of that nature. But obviously, if you can move the chains and continue to keep the ball, your possession time, which I think right now in the Big Ten Conference, we have more possession time than any other team in our conference right now. So we're doing some good things. But obviously, the more times you keep the ball, the more opportunity you have to score.
Your next question comes from the line of Brian Bennett with ESPN.com.
Mark, you guys did a pretty good job of slowing down Denard Robinson last year, at least it's probably as good as anybody, but just wondering what some of the keys are to defending him.
Well, you know, he's a multiple threat, you know, throwing the ball and running the football and various types of, you know, schematics involved in their run game or pass game for that matter. So a lot of their things are play action, so, you know, he's going to have a run-pass threat on it. And, you know, if we don't see what he's got, then we've got to be able to contain him and keep him from running the football. So, you know, he presents numerous problems for you. So how do you stop him? You got to tackle well in space. If he gets on the run, you got to cover well downfield. Got to make him go to secondary receivers, and you have to be able to keep him corralled, which is a lot easier said than done. So we were able to do that somewhat last year. This year is a new year, so we've got to make sure that we've got a great attention to detail and that we're responsibility oriented in terms of everybody has to handle their job.
You guys got pressure on Braxton Miller and were able to corral him. I know he's not the same kind of player as Turner, but similar with his mobility, I guess. Is that something you can build on and use that as you're going forward in this game?
I think it's something we can build on from a confidence factor, but there's a difference between a freshman and a guy who's played and had the success that Denard's had in the last really 2.5 years or really 3 years. So, you know, confidence, I think, breeds success. Braxton saw some things that he had not seen, that he was seeing for the first time in the Ohio State game. So I think it's a little bit different type of animal. Plus, the offensive system was different. And I think this offensive system is built around what he can do in a large amount of it is. And so it's, whereas Braxton Miller was not asked to carry the load the entire time, Denard is. So he's more than capable of doing that.
All right, thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with the Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Coach, are bye weeks at all overrated, or do you think that gives you guys a pretty good advantage heading into this game?
I think that, you know, I've never really thought of them either way. I think that you take them as they come. You know, last year we had a bye week before our last game, and I'm sort of wondering, well, why do we have it then? You know, but it worked out because we have an extra week to prepare for Penn State and win a championship. You know, this year it comes mid-year, and it's more mid-year, and so it's an opportunity to rest our players who were injured and get a jump on it on preparing for a big football game that we have this week. So, you know, they're only good when they come to fruition. They're only good when you play well after the fact. If you don't play well after the fact, then you question what you do, whether you're a coach, I guess, or publicly. But you know, we'll take them as they come. It's one of the things you deal with. But I think it could be a good thing because it allows our players to sort of get away from football. We've been at it for 9 weeks, but still maintain a focus towards things, but also, you know, step back a little bit and, you know, re-energize yourself.
And also, how would you evaluate how your offense has played this year?
I think our offense goes as we run the ball and as our quarterback goes, like most offenses. You know, we've had some turnovers in the red zone. If you take away those turnovers in the red zone, a lot of it because there have been excellent plays on the defensive side of the ball as well. But if you take away those red zone plays, we're getting down there, and you take away those plays, and, you know, we're scoring even more points. So I guess you would evaluate it like that. But you're always looking for perfection when you're a coach, and when you're a player, you're always looking for perfection.
All right, thanks.
Your next question comes from the line of Adam Neff with the WBNS Radio.
Hey, Coach, good morning. I just wanted to see if I could get your thoughts on Michigan. Besides Denard Robinson, what other challenges do you see them presenting to you guys?
Well, first of all, I think they're playing with a lot of energy and confidence. They're playing extremely hard on the defensive side of the ball, and they're coming up with turnovers. If you look at them statistically, you know, they may get off to a little bit of a slow start in the first quarter, but after that, you know, they're sort of hitting on all cylinders. So we've got to be able to play throughout the football game. We just can't. You know, we can't go to sleep on them if we are fortunate enough. You know, it's going to be a full game. They'll play to the whistle. So from a defensive standpoint, I think they're playing well. Offensively, you know, they present multiple problems for you because of Denard Robinson. I think they're a very well-coached football team on both sides of the ball and on special teams. I think their coaches are doing an excellent job, you know, in their 6-0 football team and confident right now. When you're 6-0 and you haven't lost yet, it's tough to beat that team, you know, and I think we all have to understand that. You know, when you haven't lost yet, it's tougher and tougher to beat that football team because they just find a way.
Your next question comes from the line of Adam Rittenberg with ESPN.com.
Hey, Mark. Robinson's, I think, had 9 interceptions this year. It seems like Michigan's done a pretty good job of limiting the damage. How important is it for you guys to make him pay if he does turn the ball over? It seemed like you guys did that well last year.
Well, turnovers are key to any football game. So, you know, that's one of the areas that we have to try and come out ahead. But it'll have a significant impact, I think, on any football game. So we've got to be able to not turn it over, keep the ball. And, you know, obviously we've got to create some mistakes and create some turnovers. And I think that they do a great job stripping the ball down the field, especially. So we have to take care of the football ball security.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Mike Merritt with the Associated Press.
Coach, can you talk, you just mentioned a minute ago that Michigan presents a lot of problems because of Denard Robinson. More problems this year because he's the guy instead of trying to rotate in with a guy like Tate?
Well, last year I think that he was primarily the guy from what I saw, you know, and he was the guy that we were geared to stop. They did play Tate Forzier a little bit, but I thought Robinson was the key to their success, especially when we played them by the time that we had played them. But, you know, he just presents so many problems because you can have the play stopped and he can take a bad play and make it a good play. And that's the key to any quarterback, however you do it, whether it's with your arm or with your decision-making or whether it's with your feet and your athletic ability or a combination of both. You know, if they can take a bad play and make it a good one, you've got a player.
To ask Coach a question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Jonathan Schott with Spartan Nation.
Coach, historically when people look at this matchup, they point to who wins the rushing battle. Is it too simple to say the Michigan State game comes down to who wins the rushing battle?
Well, that's what it's come down to in the last, 38 out of 39 or something to that effect. So, you know, I guess history is the best indicator of the future, but we're going to find out. You know, we throw the ball pretty well. You know, they run the ball pretty well. They've got a you know, high potent offense, but, you know, defensively we've been playing well. You know, they've been playing pretty well as well, so we'll find out.
And, Coach, what are you looking for out of the fans at Spartan Stadium on Saturday?
Well, I think they're bringing their A game. You know, that's what, you know, whether you're in this game or not, if you got green on, you're in the game. That's what I see. I mean, you've got whether you're in between the lines or not, you're in the game. And it's so personal for so many people in this state.
All right, we have time for one more.
Personal nature as it does when you play against your in-state rival.
Okay, we have time for one more question for Coach.
To ask Coach a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
All right, Coach, looks like you're all set. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you.